6 to 8 on RSN Breakfast. You're with Michael Christian and Mick McGaugh on RSN 927. Our next guest was elevated to the leadership group last week of the Port Adelaide Football Club. Great to have him on the show. That wasn't a great day on Saturday for the Power. Brad Ebert is with us. G'day, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Going really well, thanks, mate. Wasn't the greatest of days on Saturday. It was a good first half. I'm tipping Kenny Hinkley wasn't too happy about what happened in the second half, though, against Melbourne.
No, he wasn't, mate. No, he wasn't. I think you sort of hit the nail on the head. We started off pretty strong, and I thought that second quarter we were really able to hold him in our forward 50 and play some good, strong football. And then it completely flipped the second half, and Melbourne were just too strong for us in the end. I think they played really tough inside football, and then were able to move the ball quite freely as well, and we just weren't able to hold him up.
What did Kenny say at three-quarter time, Brad? He would have been pretty livid, I would have thought.
He was, yeah. But I think he seems to be able to control himself, be quite measured in those sort of situations, and just said, we've got one last quarter to go, the usual sort of stuff, making sure that we go back to playing the way that we like to play, and getting it in our forward 50 and really trying to lock it in from there, and then it'd hopefully swing, but it ended up not doing that and going the completely other way.
What have you focused on over summer in the view that there's probably going to be some changing trends within the game due to rotation, etc.?
Yeah, there will be, and I guess we haven't gone crazy in trying to change, reinvent the wheel or anything like that. We've just tinkered with a few things that we've always sort of tried to play with. We continue to try and move the ball quickly and move the ball well, and also just making sure that we're really tough and hard on the inside, especially around stoppages and stuff like that, and then just keeping the ball moving, getting it forward and like I said, getting it into our forward 50 as quick as we can.
You had no Wingard, no Dixon yesterday, there to come back into the team. What's your starting six forwards, Brad?
Yeah, I'd imagine that those two would be in there.
Two locks, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, exactly. And then a lot of the boys that were in there on the weekend will be around there as well. Schultz, Westhoff, Need. There's Johnny Butch has been really impressing so far. So there's a number of guys that will fall into that starting six. A number of guys will rotate through. Matty White's another one that's always strong around the half forward line. So I think as a forward six, we've got a pretty strong list there. We've just got to make sure that we're working well together.
And Brad, what about you? You had a really consistent year last year. What about the pre-season? How have you come through it and how's the body?
Yeah, feeling okay. Yeah, that's got through the pre-season unscathed and feeling really fresh. And so that's all that you can really do at this time of year. I feel all the boys have been training really well, like everyone sort of says around this time, and looking forward to getting into it. Like on the weekend was disappointing because it was that first real run around and first chance to sort of play some competitive football. So I know that the boys are pretty desperate to make sure that we make amends going into the last game and get some confidence going into round one.
Will your role change this year in terms of your position?
I don't think so. No, I think that I'll still play around that midfield role and midfield wing, and then bits and pieces, either half back, half forward, and that just as positional sort of needs, I guess, arise. So I think it'll be pretty similar to the last few years.
Paddy Ryder's a big loss, mate.
He is. Yeah, that's. I think him and Lowe's really, really working well together over the summer, and then. To lose him in the situation that we did is very disappointing, and I know that it's hurt him as well. So all we can really do is just make sure that we're there to support him and Guffey over this year, and give him all that support that we can, and hopefully get him back next year, and they'll be bigger and better than ever.
Good on you, Brad. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Good luck for the season.
Hey, thanks very much, guys. Good speaking to you.
Brad Ebert from the Port Adelaide Football Club.